Hare Krishna, today we are reading from Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Satswarupa Dasa Goswami. On health and sickness. Regarding your physical malady, you should do whatever is required to treat it properly, whatever is most practical. From a letter of May 7, 1975. First of all, there is no question of a devotee becoming ostracized because he has become ill, nor do I think this is being widely practiced. Who has been ostracized? One of the symptoms of a devotee is that he is kind. So if a godbrother becomes ill, it is our duty to help him get the proper medicine and treatment so that he can recover. From a letter of April 5th, 1974. Regarding Bhumata Devi Dasi's affliction, she should simply take the proper treatment, make the best out of a bad bargain. This material body is a bad bargain because it is always miserable. So, to make the best out of this bad bargain means to render devotional service in any circumstance. The dust from the lotus feet of the spiritual master is never to be used for material benefit. That is a great misconception. The best thing is that the girl tries her best to chant 16 rounds daily and to follow all the rules and regulations even if she is afflicted with something. And in this way, she will fully understand the mercy of Krishna and the spiritual master. From a letter of April 8, 1975. Doctors give medicine and they speak surety. But there is no surety. And when there is no surety, why should we break our four basic principles? I don't think there is guarantee of surety by taking this medicine with animal products. But if there is surety, you can take. But it is very doubtful. From a letter of February 12, 1972. There are many examples in history of persons who have been very much disabled physically but who still have executed Krishna consciousness. Still, up to date in places like Vrindavana, India, there are many persons who are blind, crippled, lame, deformed, etc. But they are determined to practice Krishna consciousness to their best ability. Simply be determined to practice the process of bhakti yoga with whatever abilities you have. If you are really sincere, then Krishna will give you help. If you require any medical help, you take as much as is needed. From a letter of June 3, 1975. So, you have done your duty at the last moments of your wife's life, so that she could hear the chanting. As to where she has gone, that depends on what she was thinking of at the time of her passing away. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Antakale chumam eva smaran muktva kalevaram ya prayati smat bhavam yati nasti atra samshayah. And whoever at the time of death quits his body remembering me alone at once attains my nature. Of this there is no doubt. To remember Krishna requires practice, and this is mostly to be done by chanting Hare Krishna mantra. From a letter of November 6, 1974. Regarding the auto accident, just hold a condolence meeting for Raghava Dasa Brahmachari and pray for his soul to Krishna for giving him a good chance for advancement in Krishna consciousness. Certainly Krishna will give him a good place to take birth where he can again begin in Krishna consciousness activities. That is sure. But we offer our condolences to a departed soul separated from the Vaishnavas. Do you know that there must be prasadam distributed 3 days after the demise of a Vaishnava, a function should be held for offering the departed soul and all others prasadam. This is the system. From a letter of November 14th, 1973. Thank you. Hare Krishna.